Occupy movement took down its tents on December 10th of last year, activists expressed hope that they'd have an impact on the election 11 months away.
In the next year, in the next election, I think it's going to absolutely have an impact. Absolutely going to have an impact.
That's Don Trementozzi, president of the Communication Workers Union.
I think the movement is expanding. I think the more they resist, the politicians resist, and they want to unoccupy us, I think it just expands from that.
How could it not, they asked. The existential nature of the Occupy movement, they argued, went way beyond tents pitched on the cold, damp ground. Their message was powerful and echoed nationwide.
We are the 99%! We are the 99%!
But a year later, the most widely echoed number in the blogosphere and beyond is not 99.
If you look at that 47%, they do pay taxes. They pay.
He more or less said that he was writing off 47%.
47% of the people voting don't matter to him.
47% at a fundraiser were not elegant.
We were talking to donors, talking about the 47%. He said, my job is not to worry about those people.
President Obama and I both care about poor and middle class families. The difference is, my policies will make things better for them.
With leaders who write off half the nation as a...
When you hear the percentage, 47, you can't not think about what Occupy was discussing. Romney unintentionally echoed that message. And I think now that he's talking about trying to come back from the 47% by talking about being concerned about 100% of Americans, that in a way is negating Occupy's distinction between the 99% and the 1%.
Cyrus Wieser is a professor of history at Bentley University specializing in social movements.
Ironically, I think although Obama does not refer to the 99%, it's clear that his tax proposals, in fact, embody the Occupy message in a way, because 98% of the American public would be treated one way and 2% would be treated a different way.
Wieser says that the Occupy movement seems to have disappeared from political discourse.
And I think at the presidential level, there are two reasons for that. For the Obama campaign, the message that they're sending out is that we're in a recovery and that we reformed Wall Street. So the Occupy narrative doesn't fit in that frame. And paradoxically, it's the Romney campaign that's trying to tap into the discontent that Occupy expressed. But of course, the solutions that the Romney campaign is proposing don't have much in common with what the Occupy movement supported. So it's not surprising that neither campaign is picking up the banner of the Occupy movement at this point.
Chris Ferrone has another take. Ferrone, a journalist for the Boston Phoenix, was embedded in the Occupy movement and has written a book on the subject.
This election, it's been about the economy superficially, but it hasn't really been about some of the underlying problems of the economy. Mass incarcerations, really baseline education measures, early child care. So even if they were using the term 99%, they're not really talking about poverty. They're not talking about a lot of the issues. They're certainly not talking about foreclosures.
And the presidential and Massachusetts senatorial candidates are also not talking about the occupiers themselves. They started off looking like everyday Joes or Joannas, teachers, laid-off construction workers, students, even a cop or two. But the longer the tent stayed up, the greater the media spotlight on Occupy's underbelly, connected to its broad acceptance of everyone, including drug dealers, the addicted, anarchists. In September, on the one-year anniversary of the movement, the Massachusetts Republican Party put out this web video to remind viewers of Elizabeth Warren's claim to have been responsible for the intellectual foundation of the movement. The video was titled, Happy Birthday.
Elizabeth Warren invented the Occupy movement.
Elizabeth Warren is taking credit for the Occupy Wall Street demonstration stretching from coast to coast.
Warren says, I created much of the intellectual foundation for what they do. I support what they do.
Happy birthday.
Now, some of your words were certainly taken out of context when you talked about being the inspiration for the Occupy movement. For the sake of clarity, what would you have said differently? Or how would you say it now, if you will?
I have been protesting Wall Street for years now, and I think it's important to do that. The people who broke our economy have not been held accountable. That's what I would have said.
Christine Marabito heads the Boston Tea Party, often described as the conservative counterpart to the Occupy movement.
Elizabeth Warren, as you know, came out at the very beginning of the Occupy movement and sort of took responsibility for the Occupy movement. This idea of wealth redistribution is so antithetical to what the Tea Party believes in. It's human nature to be envious of those who have more than we do. That's why there's a commandment that addresses it. You know, so I think that there will always be inequality, and to try and force that equality is unnatural, and I think it's wrong.
Like the Occupy movement, the Tea Party locally and nationally has fallen out of favor with the American public, according to various surveys. Morabito disagrees and argues that there is an essential difference between the two movements. The Tea Party has influenced election 2012.
We will never tell anybody who to vote for. But, you know, in some cases, like the Scott Brown race, the Mitt Romney race, it's pretty clear, you know, who we would be supporting in those races.
But journalist Chris Ferrone argues, though it is a true grassroots movement, the Tea Party has become a veritable arm of the Republican Party, in contrast, he says, to the Occupy movement via the Democratic Party.
Holding a sign for Elizabeth Warren is not holding an Occupy Boston sign. You know, despite what the right has tried to peg her as, you know, she's by no means a spokesperson for them. And this is something that I saw at the Democratic National Convention. There was one instance in particular where there were a number of protesters. It was a showdown at a busy intersection between them and police. And then some of the other people who got involved actually yelling at the protesters were delegates, registered Democrats, or people who are going to vote for Obama this time around. Some of those people were union members who, in months prior, were on the other side of that line, right next to occupiers.
And where exactly are the Boston occupiers these days?
My name is Alex Ingram. I was at Dewey Square with Occupy Boston, and I do Occupy Boston Radio.
Ingram, a former U.S. Air Force linguist, is still the voice of the local movement.
I will say in Boston, the greatest percentage of people have pushed not voting at all. But listen, if Mitt tomorrow changes his tune and gets people affordable health care, gets clothes on their back, food in their stomach, clean water and a good education, then you know what? Mitt can do it. If that's what Mitt's going to do, if Barack Obama's going to do, we don't care about that. We want changes, and we want the ability to, you know, have a job and work and support our families. But for me personally, in a realistic sense, our best hope is still with Barack Obama.
But Sarah Francis, who camped out at Dewey Square for 2 months, regrets that the Occupy movement has not played a definable role in this year's elections.
My biggest regret is that we didn't recognize that we needed a plan and we needed leaders. We have been sort of fighting within an organization on how to make a difference without actually politically interacting. It means finding a way to keep what we've created within Occupy alive, but I think to continue to play sort of side politics when there are real politics that really have an effect on our daily lives is sad and childish, and it's time for us to all grow up.
In that sense, perhaps the wrong question is being asked. Perhaps it is less about the Occupy movement's impact on election 2012 and more about how election 2012 has impacted the Occupy movement. Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.